I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The USDA says feral swine populations across the country continue to grow, and damage to farmlands, pastures, and wild habitat bring a $1 billion a year price tag. Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Greg Igbaugh said the agency is stepping up its public outreach to Colorado and other states where feral swine have become one of the most expensive invasive species. Feral swine are known to carry 30 diseases and some 40 types of parasites.
Over 6 million feral swine can now be found in 32 states, and the annual damage caused by feral swine in the United States is estimated at over $1.5 billion.
Igbaugh says the USDA is spearheading a national feral swine damage management program now. It includes increased outreach to landowners about the part they can play to help control the feral swine population. Biologists at the National Wildlife Research Center in Fort Collins have begun tracking the invasive animals by looking for tiny traces of them in mud and water. In the meantime, the USDA is asking people to never relocate feral swine, to please spread the word about feral swine damage to neighbors, and to report any sightings of feral swine or swine damage to state wildlife managers.
This is Maura Bennett for the Ag Information Network of the West. For more ag news and comments, please visit aginfo.net.